School districts across the state of Michigan are doing their arithmetic this week. Yesterday was the biannual count day, where districts count the number of students attending school. They do that each February and October in order to determine their share of per pupil state funding. There are more than 1.5 million public school children in Michigan, a number that's been steadily decreasing since 2002. It's in every school district's best interest to have the maximum number of students possible in class on count day. Here to tell us more about it is Dan Hanrahan. Dan's director of the Office of State Aid and School Finance for the Michigan Department of Education. Mr. Hanrahan, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Mark.
The school aid formula is often viewed as a complex system, understandably, I think. Can you break it down into at least big pieces for us?
Well, I can tell you that, as you mentioned, the lion's share of the per pupil state school aid funding in the state of Michigan is based on, you know, a pupil count, and 90% of that pupil count is the October pupil count that you mentioned, and that was yesterday, October 2nd. And also, as you mentioned, there will be a second count day in February, the second Wednesday in February. I believe it's February 12th. And that will be, you know, the remaining 10% of the district school aid. So it's critical, you know, as you mentioned, that they count every student that they're eligible to count, those that were enrolled in attendance by the count day. And then there's also some provision for some students that were absent on the count day.
And I understand this February count is part of a change in the law this year. What prompted that change?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, part of the change was that we used to base the pupil count on 10% of the prior school year February count. This year it'll be on the current school year February count. And to be honest, we've had the count based on the current fall count in the past. We've had it based on the prior year's count. We've had 75% current year, 25% prior year, 80-20, 90-10, now 90-10, with the 10% being the current year. I really couldn't tell you exactly what prompted that change. I can tell you that the formula does favor certain districts, depending on if they have increasing enrollment or decreasing enrollment. If they're enrollment is declining, then it favors the district the more we wait to the previous count.
Can you explain the 90-10 breakdown? Why is it so lopsided?
Unfortunately, I wasn't part of that discussion at the legislature when they decided to move to 90-10. Some of it is even, you know, just based on budgetary purposes. In the past, it made some sense to me that, you know, the state budget office, if more of the weight was on the prior count, they would know what that count was when they were scheduling, you know, and developing the budget. When it went to 90-10 this year, I wasn't part of that discussion, so unfortunately, I can't shed much light on that.
Well, can we say, is this a reflection of schools of choice? Is this a reflection of greater movement and more options for families and students in Michigan?
Well, there certainly is that, yeah, with public school academies and the opening up of Section 105 school of choice programs, there is more movement amongst districts, you know, that students do that. And in fact, this year, the bigger change in state school aid this year was the addition of Section 25E. For the first time since I've been involved in school aid, at least, and I've been involved in school aid now since 1994-95, districts now will be able to count a prorated share of a student when the student transfers from one district to another, provided that they were counted in the previous district on the count day. So they will be splitting those school aid dollars this year for the first time.
Once school districts get their funding, how do they determine how much to spend in particular instructional areas?
Well, that is, you know, Michigan is known as a local choice state in that it's the school district's governing body, the school board, that makes that determination. The state doesn't stipulate that. However, you know, our statistics would show that roughly 80 to 90% of a school district's budget is staff salary and benefits, particularly, you know, for teachers. But
in general, Dan Hanrahan, how are districts responding to this most recent change?
Well, you know, last year, I think they're going to be more on board with it this year. The change I'm referring to is the one where they can count students who transfer after the count day.
The 25E thing.
The 25E thing. And that's, last year it was actually in statute, but there wasn't enough development time to develop an automated system to accommodate that. So it was actually tabled after the fact because a lot of districts complained that it really wasn't worth their time. You know, they have so many students that come, but so many students that go that it's almost a wash. This year, they're much more on board with it because the Center for Educational Performance and Information, who collects educational data, was charged with the responsibility of developing an automated system. So that will be in place this year.
We're talking with Dan Hanrahan, director of the Michigan Office of State Aid and School Finance for the Michigan Department of Education. Yesterday was count day, which is an important day in identifying how much per pupil state funding goes to Michigan school districts. There have been, as we all know, many other changes in recent years regarding state school funding. Several Michigan school districts, including some affluent ones, have been criticized for adopting school of choice this year to get more per pupil funding from the state, and that became possible after GOP-led school reform by state government that deems schools of choice a best practice. In Birmingham, for example, adopting schools of choice made the district eligible for $430,000 more dollars, even though it increased the student population by one student. This has created some feedback here for you. Would you admit that there have been unintended consequences of education reform in Michigan, and that this is one of them?
If you're asking me that, Mark, I'm not actually familiar with what you just, you know, stated there, but there are always, every time there's a decision made regarding school funding, it seems like there are winners and losers, you know, in the state of Michigan, and that perhaps that's unfortunate, but, you know, the statute is what it is, and districts are eligible to take advantage of everything that works in their favor. I mean, it's the local governing board of a district is pretty much charged with that responsibility of getting every dollar, you know, that they can under the, you know, the governing statute.
Well, I think what we're seeing are districts more aggressively jockeying for state funding as a result of the best practices, the adoption of the best practices ruling here last year or the year before. And what happened in Birmingham and Novi, for example, is when they adopted the schools of choice model, they officially crossed the threshold into the area where they're eligible for more state funding. I know in Novi they adopted schools of choice. They ended up not attracting a single application, and they still picked up $320,000 more from the state. So this is a, I mean, what's it like to oversee this process? Would you agree that districts are more aggressively jockeying for state funding now?
Well, I think that's you know, generally accepted that that's the case, and you hear of districts you know, offering certain incentives on the count day, anything from, you know, just having pizza for lunch that day or some sort of pizza party to having drawings for, you know, iPods and things like that. And as dollars get tighter, you know, it's hard to fault them, you know, for doing everything they can for their own constituents, you know, within the parameters of the law.
We have been talking about count day in Michigan and per pupil state funding with Dan Hanrahan, director of the Office of State Aid and School Finance for the Michigan Department of Education. Dan Hanrahan, thank you.
Thank you, sir.